The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers.
I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
Hey, welcome to a brand new episode. This is the Bottom 5 Podcast with Jeremy Odom. This is the show that we give you the 5 worst teams in the NFL heading into week number 5. Remember, it's not all about wins and losses, okay? Just because you're 0-for, just because you've got one win on the young season, doesn't mean necessarily that you're the bottom of the barrel. Okay, some vibes come into impact here. The fan base, the coaching situation. There's so many things to factor in. You can hear it for the first time every single Thursday on WTL Where's the Line Sports Betting Podcast. We give you the debut of the bottom 5 and your 5 best bets.
I feel like we take it up a notch here.
Yeah.
With what is the bottom 5.
Yeah, it takes me hours upon hours to come down from the high of the bottom 5.
Yeah, yeah,
I can just tell you that right now. The beauty thing is it's the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about really good teams now.
Playoffs.
So this one was interesting. Now remember, we're not just starting at the bottom and working our way up and sorting standings. We are looking at the situation at hand because a lot of these teams have some issues.
Even within the playoffs, there's still a bottom 5. As long as there's, you know, 5 teams left, there's...
We'll have 5, yes. So let's start at number 5, the Pittsburgh Steelers. The team that we just wrapped up week 18 with. They just got in.
Yeah.
Just by a nose. I know.
Jeez.
Limping in. That missed field goal. You know, Justin Tucker never would have missed that field goal. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, man. Those Raven players came out strong with some strong words. I'm like, geez, you know, he wasn't trying to miss.
No, he wasn't. He's trying to do his job. But that poor kid. Yeah, missed the field goal. Steelers are in. Here's the thing. If it would have been the other way around, if they'd have made the field goal, Mike Tomlin might have been the veteran guy that was fired. So
he still might.
He still might. Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a tough situation there for Pittsburgh Steelers, but they are in the playoffs. And they are playing Monday night against the Texans as they host the Texans. Texans usually play that first early game on Saturday, so they're excited. They get a couple extra days.
Hey, this is what we do.
That's right. Here's the deal with them. Houston, my best bet here, Houston +3. They've been on fire.
Yeah.
Houston is 5-2 against the spread in their last 7 games. Now, Pittsburgh has also been very good against the spread. They've been 4-1 in their last 5 games. But here's the difference. The Steelers have been under 500 against the spread after a win. which, remember, they just won Week 18.
Yeah.
And they are also under 500 against the spread in away games. That's what it is. Yeah. So it's just been a bad situation there for Pittsburgh in those situations.
Yeah. And there's only so much that the aging Aaron Rodgers can do.
Oh, geez. He's limping around.
Yeah, but he does come up with the play here and there, and he beat the Ravens somehow.
He beat the Ravens.
Some way. But this is a historically bad Steelers defense, overall ranked 29th in the league, giving up over 243 yards per game, 244 yards per game. And then on the other side of that, the Texans is a top five defense.
Yes.
Have been all season.
Very good.
So what's tough on an aging quarterback? A really damn stout defense.
He hates getting hit. I mean, you can see it. He does everything he can to stay away from getting hit. And he's going to get hit a few times.
He's getting mad at his own guys congratulating him a little too hard early in the season.
Yes, he was.
I just can't forget that. It's so funny. All right. I like it.
Houston plus three. Number four, the Los Angeles Chargers. Man. Oh, come on. Here's the deal. I'm so excited that the Chargers are in the playoffs.
Uh-huh.
Like,
should
obviously,
be.
Right?
Yep, yep.
And we got a shot at winning the Super Bowl because we're in the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
But the injuries that this team's gone through, the O-line play, I mean, this would be a historic win with the grades on the offensive linemen here. The haters are coming at Justin Herbert like crazy, saying he's never won a playoff game. Now you're going up against the new guy, Drake May, and it's not going to happen this time. You're up against the 2 seed. Here's the thing. This Patriots team.
Oh,
they are only 1-2 against playoff teams this season.
Ooh,
what does that tell you?
Yeah.
They only played 3 games against playoff teams, and 2 of them were against the Bills.
Yeah. I've been waiting for this to come up with the Patriots, with this historic turnaround and this and that, because I hear it, being a Bears fan, well, yeah, you played one of the softest schedules. Look at the Patriots. They may have played the softest schedule in the NFL. Okay,
right.
They are right there in that. I saw a little breakdown of the 5 softest schedules. Patriots are in there.
They are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you just said it right there.
It's been an easy go, let's just say, for this young football team. Doesn't mean they're not good, but they haven't been tested. Herbert, this will be another test to win a playoff game. He's 0-2 in his career, and everyone's given Drake May his crown, apparently. My best bet here, they are at New England, Sunday Night Football, Los Angeles Chargers plus 3.5.
Oh, you got the hook.
Despite all the hate. Plus 3.5. The Chargers finished 4-2 against the spread, and I think they're a tougher defense that Drake May really hasn't been challenged with.
That sounds like a bet you should get in sooner than later. I love that hook there at 3.5. You know, a lot of these playoff games are decided by a field goal.
Yes.
Or less,
yeah.
So there you go.
There you go. Number 3, the Buffalo Bills. Okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
James Cook, he's been leading them all season. In fact, he's the leading rusher in the NFL.
Yeah.
He's the first Bill to do that since 1976, O.J. Simpson.
Nice. The juice.
The juice was loose. And he won it 4 times.
I was going to say that was 1 year. Didn't he run like for 2,000 yards?
So, James Cook, obviously, he's been balling out for the Bills. But they had their final game at the Ralph here in Week 18. So no more tables.
Yeah,
to be broken.
I'm sure they'll never do that again.
And they had the hot draw against the Jaguars. Somebody had to do it. Somebody's got to play Jacksonville, who is coming in with an 8-game winning streak, including 8-0 against the spread in those 8 games. So they have been absolutely on fire. That's Sunday at noon. My best bet, Jaguars plus 1.5.
I love that. And we talked briefly about it during our player prop segment. Yeah. I'm like, stay away from Cook. 85 yards is what they give up average on the ground to the Jaguars defense. Number one, by a long ways, best rushing defense in the NFL. And that's been their workhorse, and it's really why Buffalo's here. They always had a good passing game.
Yep.
Allen could always get you yards through the air. It was James Cook and what he brought to that ground game, and I just think the Jaguars are going to take that away.
And now you got a team that's built to take that away.
Yeah, that's a tough draw. That's a tough draw.
So we got Jaguars plus 1.5. Now we're getting into some teams that are down and out. I mean, they're playoff teams, but this is the bottom of the barrel here. Number 2, the Green Bay Packers. They are coming into the playoffs on a 4-game losing streak. If it wasn't for their tie, the Vikings get in over them.
Yeah.
Even with J.J. McCarthy at quarterback.
I don't know. Yeah, okay.
We've got snow in the forecast. in Chicago because Green Bay is playing at Chicago. Not sure who's gonna favor, but there is going to be some elements there. But the Packers with we've had three different quarterbacks playing the last few weeks due to injuries.
Yeah.
So Jordan Love's not exactly playing with rhythm.
Yep.
Yeah, this Packer team, they could lose their head coach as well, after this.
Yeah, that's just crazy that his name's coming up. Former Omaha Beef wide receiver, slot receiver. How about that?
Wow. That's pulled that out of your pocket.
Something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was looking, I'm like, man, that guy. but they're vulnerable. Their rush defense is vulnerable, and I love the way Chicago runs with this two-headed monster with Swift and Manungai. You got to say it like that. And the Bears have been doing it all season long. It's the Packers, though. It's the playoffs. I can't get too excited as a Bears fan.
All season long, I've been like trying to hype them up, and you're like, no. Here we are, round one of the playoffs. You're at home.
I know. I can't. It's snowing. We got a good running game. And I'm agreeing with you. Everything like, yeah, it could happen. Okay, let's hear the Bears.
Yeah. Well, my best bet Saturday night at Chicago is the Bears +1.5. The Bears are 5-3 against the spread to finish the season in the last eight games. I don't know. It just feels like this is the time for the Bears to get that playoff win.
Okay, I'm not gonna like go off the rails here, but all right, you convinced me. I'm gonna go to War Horse and I'm gonna put a bet down. I'm betting the Bears. Not a big one, but I'll bet on the
Bears.
But
you're in on them.
I'm in.
Love it.
They can do it.
They can do it.
Bear down.
Bears. Hashtag. Number one. This is the worst team in the NFL in the wild card round. It's the Carolina Panthers. Limped in. How are they in the playoffs, first of all?
I said that about the Steelers. Like, I don't know. Like, we just ran out of teams.
How are they in? Yeah, they're just grabbing guys. They're under 500, hosting a playoff game, but they're playing the team that a lot of people have going to the Super Bowl out of the NFC in the Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah.
And they look like a really good football team. It's very rare that in a playoff game you see a double-digit underdog.
And it's a home team.
And it's the home team.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And that's what we have here.
Yeah.
So there is there's a few factors there in play.
If the Rams weren't going to get that one seed or two seed that would have gave them that home game, wow, what a lucky draw.
Yeah.
You know, and we're talking about the other side of it for the Bills with the Jaguars.
Yep.
That's a tough draw.
That's tough.
The Rams got it the other way. So what do you like here?
Yeah, my best
bet. That's a lot of points.
It's a lot of points.
Almost two touchdowns.
But LA's 9-3 against the spread in their last 12 games. Matthew Stafford and Puka, they're going to be plenty for them to deal with. So I like the Rams -10.5.
Wow. Jeez.
Which I don't even like doing that in regular season games.
Yeah, this is a playoff game.
Let alone a playoff game. Yeah.
You don't like Bryce? You don't think he's coming around a little bit? Dowdell? You're not a believer in Dowdell, the running back?
I'm a believer that they had a better season than they did last year. That's about the extent of it for me.
And did they have a better season than the Buccaneers?
And that's like, probably arguable.
I guess. They're in.
I wish Baker Mayfield was in. I miss him already.
Yeah, that would have been fun. And you could have made an argument for Baker. I just don't see the argument for the Panthers, but other than that's a lot of points in the NFL.
It's a lot of points.
And that's all I can go get to with this one.
Baker lives at the stadium, too. So now what's he going to do? No playoffs?
That stadium?
I thought
that was three stadiums ago.
Oh, three stadiums.
The Progressive commercial. That wasn't Cleveland's Cleveland's one of those teams that I was talking about with the quarterbacks. We were trying to end your career by drafting you in the first round. He somehow got out of there.
He still got out of there.
Good for you, Baker. Got out of Carolina. Him and Sam Darnold were there at the same time.
That's impressive.
That is. It's like there's the haves and the have-nots in the NFL, and then it's like, well, you kind of paved this path yourself here, didn't you? You're ensuring that you're not going to get to that. But what do I know? The Panthers are in the playoffs.
So would you say he's got a good agent or a bad agent?
Baker?
Yeah.
I think he's got a great agent.
There
right?
you go.
Whatever we got to do, get out of Cleveland. We gotta get out of here. They're trying to sign Joe Flacco again. And I like Joe Flacco.
I do too.
So
he's gotta go away though.
All right. So you like the 10.5 road team favorite in the playoffs.
I do.
And I can't mount an argument.
Yeah.
I would have to lean that way.
And I won't be surprised if it goes the other way, but I do think the Rams are going to cover.
Yeah, I do too. In the end, they'll pull away and secure this victory.
Absolutely.
That's their pedigree. Yep. They're And they're not a type of team that's going to look ahead and let it creep up on them or, you know, get caught. No, no, no. That's not this. That's not the makeup of this team.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah, that's our bottom five.
I love it. Love it. I actually, the Bears one, I just hope. I hope. And that's going to be my for sure wager.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.